Sharing Time. Heavenly Father hears and answers prayers. Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand and give thee answer to thy prayers. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 112, Verse 10. By Linda Magleby. Heavenly Father loves us and wants us to pray to Him. We can pray to Him any time, no matter where we are. He hears and answers our prayers. Charlotte Clark was just 6 years old when her family left Nauvoo, Illinois, to travel west to the Salt Lake Valley. It was a long, long way to walk. Charlotte walked so much that she wore out her only pair of shoes. Every night when Charlotte knelt to pray, she asked Heavenly Father for a pair of shoes. One day, Charlotte and her sister were picking berries when Charlotte saw a pair of shoes. She and her sister ran back to their mother and father, saying, "Heavenly Father sent me shoes, and they fit perfectly." Charlotte's father was concerned that the shoes belonged to someone who had lost them. He told Charlotte that if the shoes belonged to someone in their wagon train, she should return the shoes to their owner. Charlotte's family showed the shoes to everyone, but no one claimed them. Charlotte's prayer was answered. Heavenly Father answers our prayers. The answers may not always be what we expect, but He will answer in the way that is best for us. We can pray to Him any time, anywhere. Activity. Note, you may need some assistance in completing this activity. To remind you of the parts of prayer, cut out the shapes on page 16 on the heavy dark lines. Fold on the dotted lines and glue the larger shape to make a flattened tube. On the narrow strip, write on the lines provided some things you are thankful for and some blessings you pray for. Slide the narrow strip inside the folded piece. You could place this reminder on your pillow to remind you to pray before you go to bed. At night, place it beside your bed to remind you to pray in the morning. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Show a picture of our prophet, President Gordon B. Hinckley. Ask who knows his name. We can show our respect when we address or talk about our prophet. How should we address him? President Hinckley. How do we address our bishop? Bishop blank. Our teachers. Brother or sister blank. We can show our love and respect for Heavenly Father when we speak with Him through prayer. When we pray, we can show reverence for Heavenly Father by using proper prayer language. When Jesus was visiting the Nephites, He knelt and prayed to Heavenly Father. He showed His love and respect by addressing His Father with the proper prayer words. Read together 3 Nephi, chapter 19, verses 20 to 21. Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast given the Holy Ghost unto these whom I have chosen. Verse 20. We can follow Jesus' example by using words that show Heavenly Father that we love and reverence Him. We can use the word thee or thou instead of you, thy instead of your, and thine instead of yours or your. To practice using prayer language, make simple signs with the words thine, thou, thy, and thee. Sing each line of the song, "Tell Me, Dear Lord," page 176 in the Children's Songbook, and let the children echo it back. Assign each line to a group of children and give them the corresponding sign. Then have each group stand and sing their line. Switch signs and sing again. Repeat, learn, and sing, "I Thank Thee, Dear Father," page 7. Encourage the children to show love and respect for Heavenly Father by using prayer language. 2. Use a reader's theater, Teaching No Greater Call, page 177, to tell the story of Daniel. Before primary, write a simple script using Daniel chapter 6 as a guideline. Use words directly from the scriptures to tell the story. Participants include a narrator, Daniel, King Darius, assorted presidents and princes, and lions. For example, the presidents and princes would say from verse 8, "Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing." Daniel would say from verse 22, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths." Sing verse 8 of Follow the Prophet, pages 110 to 111. Discuss how the scriptures record the stories of others who have had prayers answered. Divide the primary into groups and give each a scripture reference about people whose prayers were answered, such as Hannah, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 8 to 20, Zacharias, Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 13, Nephi, 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 8 to 10, Enos chapter 1, verses 1 to 6, and Alma the elder, Mosiah chapter 27, verses 8 to 14. Have the children read the stories and then share with the group how Heavenly Father answered the prayers. Testify that Heavenly Father hears and answers prayers today. For younger children, have the adults read the scriptures aloud to the children in their group and decide how they will role-play the examples to the rest of the primary. 3. Invite two or three people from the ward to dress as pioneers and tell true stories about how Heavenly Father answered the prayers of the pioneers. Tell the stories in first person. Teaching No Greater Call, pages 165 and 179. Use personal family history stories or choose from the following friend, July 2001, pages 40 to 42, July 2003, pages 4 to 6, pages 30 to 33. Bear testimony that Heavenly Father will answer your prayers. 4. Invite each primary teacher to come prepared to share a simple experience of when his or her prayers were answered. You could also invite older children to be prepared to tell the suggested stories from the friend. The leaders of the church today confirm that prayers are answered. Tell, or have an older child tell, one or more of the following stories from the friend. Artel Rick's story in You Are a Child of God by President Gordon B. Hinckley, May 2003, pages 3 to 4. The Lifeline of Prayer by President James E. Faust, July 2003, pages 2 to 3. A Growing Testimony by President James E. Faust, April 2003, pages 2 to 3. Sing I Pray in Faith, page 14. Invite the children to gather in small groups around their teacher. Have the teacher share his or her experience with prayer and invite the children to share their own experiences, if they have some. Remind them that some experiences are too sacred to share. Return the children to their original places and invite each group to share experiences with the whole group. Take responses as time permits. Sing A Child's Prayer, pages 12 to 13. Bear testimony that Heavenly Father hears and answers prayers. 5. Song Presentation, Tell Me, Dear Lord, page 176. This song is actually a prayer with a melody. When we pray to Heavenly Father, we use special words or prayer language to show Him honor and love. Ask the children to listen for those words as you sing the song. Write on the board as the children recall the words, Thine, Thou, and Thy. Refer to these words as you continue teaching the song. As you teach the first line, direct the children's thinking by asking, In whose way are we asking that our prayers be answered? Sing the first line. Invite the children to respond to the question, Thine own, the Lord's. Sing the first line together. Continue teaching the song the same way with each line. Say, we are asking for guidance in something today. What is it? Sing the second line. Have them echo and respond. What thou wouldst have me say and do. Ask, what do we want him to teach us? Sing the third line. Have them echo and respond. To know and love thy will. Ask, what do we need help in understanding? Sing the last line. Have them echo and respond thy loving word. Sing the whole song. Share Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10, and testify that prayers are answered. 6. Friend references. I can pray to Heavenly Father anytime, anywhere. August 2003, pages 24 to 26. My Prayer Was Answered, November 2004, pages 10 to 12. Keep Praying, February 2004, pages 32 to 34. David's Prayer, August 2004, pages 4 to 5. Heavenly Father Answers Prayers, October 2003, pages 8 to 9. Prayer in the Woods, December 2004, inside front cover. End of the section, Sharing Time. Heavenly Father Hears and Answers Prayers.